So we'd like to welcome all of you on this very rainy Sunday today. It's quite heavily raining, but it's amazing to see that the temple is filled with so many devotees. We will take one verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 6. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Narayanam Namaskritya. So Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 6. Ajopi sannam vyatma bhutanam ishropi sam prakritim swamadhishtaya sambhavami atma maya. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. Purport: the Lord has spoken about the peculiarity of His birth. Although He may appear like an ordinary person, He remembers everything of His many, many past births, whereas a common man cannot remember what he has done even a few hours before. If someone is asked what he did exactly at the same time one day earlier, it would be very difficult for a common man to answer immediately. He would surely have to dredge his memory to recall what he was doing exactly at the same time one day before. And yet, men often dare claim to be God or Krishna. One should not be misled by such meaningless claims. Then again, the Lord explains His prakriti or His form. Prakriti means nature as well as swarup or one's own form. The Lord says that He appears in His own body. He does not change His body as a common living entity changes from one body to another. The conditioned soul may have one kind of body in the present birth, but he has a different body in the next birth. In the material world, the living entity has no fixed body, but transmigrates from one body to another. The Lord, however, does not do so. Whenever He appears, He does so in the same original body, by His internal potency. In other words, Krishna appears in this material world in His original eternal form, which has two hands holding a flute. He appears exactly in His eternal body, uncontaminated by this material world. Although He appears in the same transcendental body and is the Lord of the universe, it still appears that He takes His birth like an ordinary living entity. And although His body does not deteriorate like a material body, it still appears that Lord Krishna grows from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to youth. But astonishingly enough, He never ages beyond youth. At the time of the battle of Kurukshetra, He had many grandchildren at home, or in other words, He had sufficiently aged by material calculations. Still, He looked just like a young man, 20 or 25 years old. We never see a picture of Krishna in old age, because He never grows old like us. Although He is the oldest person in the whole creation, past, present and future, neither His body nor His intelligence ever deteriorates or changes. Therefore, it is clear that in spite of His being in the material world, He is the same unborn, eternal form of bliss and knowledge, changeless in His transcendental body and intelligence. Factually, His appearance and disappearance is like the sun's rising, moving before us and then disappearing from our eyesight. When the sun is out of sight, we think that the sun is set. And when the sun is before our eyes, we think that the sun is on the horizon. Actually, the sun is always in its fixed position. But owing to our defective, insufficient senses, we calculate the appearance and disappearance of the sun in the sky. And because Lord Krishna's appearance and disappearance are completely different from that of an ordinary common living entity, it is evident that he is eternal blissful knowledge by his internal potency, and he never contaminated by material nature. The Vedas also confirm that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is unborn, yet he still appears to take his birth in multi-manifestations. The Vedic supplementary literatures also confirm that even though the Lord appears to be taking his birth, he is still without change of body. In the Bhagavatam, he appears before his mother as Narayan with four hands, and the decorations of the six kinds of full opulences. His appearance in his original eternal form is his causeless mercy bestowed upon the living entity so that they can concentrate on the Supreme and as he is, and not on mental concoctions or imaginations. Which the impersonalist wrongly thinks the Lord's form to be. The word Maya or Atma Maya refers to the Lord's causeless mercy according to Vishwakosh dictionary. The Lord is conscious of all of his previous appearances and disappearances, but a common living entity forgets everything about his past body as soon as he gets another body. He is the Lord of all living entities because he performs wonderful and superhuman activities while he is on this earth. Therefore, the Lord is always the same absolute truth and is without differentiation between his form and self, or between his quality and body. A question may now be raised as to why the Lord appearance and disappearance in this world. This is explained in the next verse. So in this verse, Lord Krishna is explaining to Arjuna that although he is unborn and his transcendental body never deteriorates, and although he is the Lord of all living entities, he still appears in every millennium in his original transcendental form. So here in this verse, Lord Krishna is explaining about himself, about his birth and his transcendental form. And he is explaining that he is unborn. His transcendental body never deteriorates. One may say that the living entity is also unborn and he also has spiritual body, and spirit can never be destroyed. So one may claim to be God because he also may compare himself to be that spiritual nature which is eternal. However, the third statement by Lord Krishna is very important, third and fourth. He says that I am the Lord of all living entities. Bhutanam Ishwaropi Sam. He is the Lord of all living entities. An ordinary living entity cannot claim this, that he is the Lord of all living entities, because he himself is minute in nature. He is subjected to three modes of material nature, three miseries of this material nature, contaminated in this material world by the three gunas, and is transmigrating from one body to another. पुरुषा प्रकृतिस्तो हि भुंते प्रकृति शान गुणा कारणम गुण संगस्य सदस्य व्योनि जन्मस्य. They explain that the living entity wants to be Purush, enjoyer in this material world. And what he does? Purusha prakruti svahi bhumte prakruti chandana. Karanam guna sangasya sadasa dhyoni janmas. And because of that desire to be the Lord or to be the controller, he has to take birth again and again in different species. Sadasa dhyoni janmas. And in this way he gets contaminated by the modes of material nature. Here Lord is saying that the Lord is never contaminated by such modes. Because whenever he appears in his original transcendental form. Sambhavami Atma Maya. He appears out of his internal potency. His birth, his activities may appear to be mundane. Somebody may say that the Lord appear in prison house to Devaki and Vasudev. However, if someone studies Srimad Bhagavatam, he will understand that the birth of the Lord was not an ordinary birth. He appeared as four-handed Narayan form. Just to show that he is not an ordinary child with all decorations and everything. Next month we will be celebrating Janmashtami. Janmashtami is fast approaching. This is the tithi on which Lord Krishna had appeared more than 5,000 years before. And still we are celebrating Krishna's appearance. Anyone claiming to be God is someone celebrating his appearance or birth like this? No. If someone is claiming God, still after his death, everyone will forget. But the Supreme Lord is not an ordinary person. His birth is transcendental. And therefore it is very, very important to understand Krishna's birth, Krishna's activities, his incarnations. Because these activities, these pastimes are purifying to the soul. They purify our heart. So therefore, here Srila Prabhupada has given such an elaborate purport to this verse. And he is establishing the fact that Krishna is not an ordinary person. His birth is compared like the appearance and disappearance of the sun, or the rising and setting of the sun. The sun rises, it stays for some time on our head and then moves and then sets. It appears that the sun is moving, but sun is not moving. We are moving around the sun. Similarly, it may appear that Krishna has taken birth and he has disappeared from our eyesight. But he never disappears like this. He may disappear from our mundane vision. But simultaneously, he is taking his appearance in some other universe. And his pastimes are going on. Just like even after the sun is set, it is simultaneously rising at some other place. So therefore this analogy given by Srila Prabhupada is very appropriate. And when we understand the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord, his appearance, then we realize that how Supreme Lord is so powerful. He has got so many qualities. And just by hearing about such qualities, activities, we get purified. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Satam prasanganam mama virya samvitu bhavanti rutkarna rasayana katva tad joshanat apavarga vartani shraddha ratim bhakti krameshati. It is explained that one should hear the pastimes of the Supreme Lord in the association of devotees. Satam prasanganam mama virya samvitu bhavanti rutkarna rasayana katva. Krishna Rasayan, the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, which are like the nectar, like the medicine, they should be taken. Usually we take medicine from our mouth to get cured of any disease. But this medicine of Krishna Katha should be taken from our ears. We should hear these pastimes very attentively. And when we hear these pastimes attentively, then what happens? Bhavanti rutkarna rasayana katha. Where that medicine goes, of medicine of Krishna's pastime, it doesn't go into stomach. It goes into the heart. Rutkarna rasayana katha. And it purifies the heart, because there are so many anarthas in the heart. Hrudayantastoya badrani. The heart is contaminated by so many anarthas, mountains of anarthas. We may not immediately realize that, oh, how he is saying that, or how my heart is so dirty. But when we start cleaning it, just like any room, you just keep it for many, many years, don't go there, then it may appear that the room is very nice, clean. But as soon as you start cleaning that room, you will realize that how much dirt has been accumulated for past so many years. So similarly, when we start cleaning our heart, then we realize that how many anarthas are coming out. And what is the process of cleaning? That is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Bhava Maha Davagni Nivakranam. He said that one should cleanse the heart first of all. And this heart can be cleaned by regular hearing of Krishna's transcendental pastimes. So therefore, it is very important that we hear these pastimes. And when Lord Krishna had appeared in previous yuga, Dwapar Yuga, he performed so many wonderful activities. He brought the whole spiritual world, Vrindavan, on this material earth planet. And wherever Lord performs his pastimes, his activities, that place is not an ordinary place now. That is called as Bhauma Vrindavan, this Vrindavan of this material world. That is also transcendental in nature. And when Krishna came, he performed so many wonderful activities and gave the highest rasas of this, of the spiritual world. How to serve him in different rasas that he gave. And when someone serves Lord Krishna in proper consciousness, then one will be purified. And these activities Krishna perform in Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka, these are not ordinary activities. It may appear that Krishna was also like playing with his friends, he was stealing butter and like an ordinary child does. But the activities of the Supreme Lord are still glorified by great sages. Shukadeva Goswami is glorifying the activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Very elaborately he is explaining Krishna's childhood activities. Krishna kills so many demons. Right from his birth, so many demons were trying to attack him in Vrindavan. And Krishna was effortlessly killing all of them. Krishna did not have to perform any kind of yogic exercises or any kind of things to become more stronger. Krishna, although he may appear to be a very small young child, very delicate, but still he was very powerful. And we can see that sometimes Krishna just kill some of the demons just by sometimes smashing them, sometimes just by touching them, sometimes just by kicking them. So in this way, Krishna showed his prowess, that he is not an ordinary child. And a wonderful pastime of lifting of the Govardhan mountain on the smallest finger of his left hand. Who can perform such act? It is very difficult to comprehend with our material intelligence. Still people consider Krishna to be an ordinary person. This itself is astonishing, that still people think that Krishna was an ordinary person like human being. If we see the pastimes of Krishna, then we'll see that this is not possible for an ordinary person. Anyone can say, even a small child can say that. So therefore, when we hear such pastimes in the association of devotees, then we will get a real essence of those pastimes. If someone hears from a person whose heart is contaminated or who is giving wrong interpretations of the scriptures, then will be misled. So therefore our acharyas have established this fact and have emphasized so many times that how to hear from a proper sources. After the disappearance of the Supreme Lord Krishna, he gave the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And after his disappearance, again the principles of religion were polluted. People were not following what the teachings given in Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Because after Krishna's disappearance, Kali Yuga began. And it is explained that his Kali Yuga has so many faults. Symptoms of Kali Yuga are given in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 12th canto. Shukadeva Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj, Tatascha anudinam dharmam, satyam shaucham kshamadaya, kalena balina rajam, nangshanti ayu balasmuti. Is explaining that as the Kali Yuga progresses, all the virtuous qualities will disappear. Tatascha anudinam dharmam, dharma, the religion, which will be destroyed. Satyam shaucham kshamadaya, satyam, the truth. People will not be speaking truth. That we can see in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is characterized by hypocrisy, cheating, quarreling. People are fighting for so petty reasons, cheating each other. This is a typical symptom of Kali Yuga. Satyam Shaucham, people will not be clean. If somebody merely takes bath, he'll be considered to be a clean person. Of course, there is some kind of culture is that, that especially in Western world, that hardly one may take bath once in a week or like that, because they don't have time, so much busy with working hard. So people will be unclean, internally, externally. Satyam Shaucham, Kshamadeya, they will not be forgiving, they will not be tolerant, they will not be merciful to others, to other living entities. They will kill animals just to satisfy the tongue and belly. So these are the symptoms of Kali Yuga. And after the disappearance of Lord Krishna, these symptoms started manifesting in different places. Kali Yuga has progressed almost 5,000 years after Krishna's disappearance. And we can see that these symptoms are so much manifested nowadays. You name any symptom given in Kali Yuga and that is manifested to its full degree. So therefore this Kali Yuga is said to be very difficult age. It is explained that there are oceans of faults in this Kali Yuga. Kale dosha nide rajan. Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that this Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. However, there is only one hope. And that hope is Kirtana Deva Krishna's Mukta Sangha Paramprachit. Only by chanting the name of Krishna, Kirtana Deva Krishna's Mukta Sangha Paramprachit, one will be freed from the bad influence of Kali Yuga. So therefore this process of Kirtan or Sankirtan, which is given by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna himself. He incarnated again on the request of his devotees. Advaita Acharya was praying to the Supreme Lord to appear again in this material world, because he saw that people are so much deviated from the religious principles and they are performing so many sinful activities in the name of religion. They are engaged into karma kanda activities and so many different activities which are entangling in this material world, repetition of birth and death. So out of compassion, he prayed to the Supreme Lord to appear again. And it was a time for Lord to again incarnate as Yugavatar, incarnation for this age. There are many, many varieties of Krishna's incarnations which are explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Sanatana Goswami. And these incarnations are there in various yugas. Every yuga, in fact, Lord appears. Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. It is explained in the next two verses that why Lord Krishna appears, that is explained. The most important point about Lord Chaitanya's incarnation that is very significant and to understand is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not appear in every Kali Yuga. Because there are 1,000 Kali Yugas in one day of Brahma. But every Kali Yuga, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not appear. He appeared once in a day of Brahma. You can imagine Brahma's life, which has been explained in Srimad Bhagavad-gita, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Paharyat Brahmano Vidu Ratrim Yuga Sahasratnam Teha Ratra Vidojana. Thousand cycles taken together, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. That makes one, and such thousand cycles, such thousand Divya Yugas make one day of Brahma. So one can imagine what is the time span. For one day of Brahma, what is the time span? We can't imagine. And it is explained that in one day of Brahma, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. At a particular millennium, particular Kali Yuga, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. And Srila Prabhupada many times explains that how we are so fortunate. Because Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared just 500 years before. Srila Prabhupada many times explains that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared just 500 years before. Compared to the whole lifespan of Brahma or one day of Brahma, 500 years are nothing. So, we can understand what is our good fortune. How Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and why he appeared. And how by understanding his activities, by hearing his pastimes, how one can be immediately delivered. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance was very merciful. Patita Pavan Avatar. Ananitai Prabhu sang wonderful bhajan before this talk. That Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo Mare. Toma Bena Pat. He is saying that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. His incarnation is Patita Pavan incarnation. And I am the most fallen. Who can be most fallen than me? And when we see how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered so many of his devotees, his followers, he gave his mercy without any discrimination. He did not discriminate that whether someone is rich, someone is poor, someone is young, old, child, animal. He did not discriminate. He was profusely giving his mercy. That was his mercy, we can say. Magnanimous behavior. And his life and teachings have been very nicely compiled by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are many other literatures also, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Chaitanya Mangal, Sri Chaitanya Charit, which explain the various pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his childhood pastimes, his pastime of taking sannyas, his traveling to South India, his pastimes in Jagannath Puri. So these have been very nicely explained by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has divided Chaitanya Charitamrita in three sections. First section is called as Adikhanda, Adilila, in which he has explained Lord Chaitanya's pastimes till he took sannyas, till the age of 24. In the Madhya Lila, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has explained the pastimes of traveling to South India and his teachings to Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Srila Ramananda Roy, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati. All these teachings have been given in Madhya Leela. And in Anta Leela, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes at Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri, from the age of 31st till he disappeared, those pastimes have been very elaborately explained in Anta Leela. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that he doesn't know that how he is writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, because he wrote this Chaitanya Charitamrita when he was quite old, in his late 90s. Because Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, he was contemporary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he witnessed so many of pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave this to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was feeling so much separation from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he wanted to commit suicide by jumping from Govardhan Hill. Of course, Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami explain not to do such things, but to narrate the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which he had heard from Swarup Damodar Goswami. And those pastimes have been heard by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and later he is writing those pastimes. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written wonderfully, and he explains that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was manifesting his pastimes and he was delivering all the devotees. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in his humble attitude, he is saying that he has become so old, he is not able to see. His hand is shaking, but still he doesn't understand how he is writing. This is the humility of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And this Chaitanya Charitamrita is written in Bengali language. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that one day people would like to learn this Bengali language to understand this Chaitanya Charitamrita, because it is so wonderfully composed. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his mercy. He explains that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to deliver all fallen conditioned souls in this Kali Yuga, and how he gave his mercy so that these living entities can be delivered. He explains that Lord manifested his mercy in three forms. First is Sakshat, second is Avesh, and third is Avirbhav. Sakshat means when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present. Just by seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people would achieve love of Godhead. That was the mercy Lord gave. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and is in this incarnation, he was manifesting his opulence of renunciation. And he had taken sannyas at the age of 24. But still, his transcendental body was so beautiful that just by looking at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by seeing his symptoms, divine ecstatic symptoms for love of Godhead, people would achieve love of God, Godhead. That was the mercy Lord gave to all the people who saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would perform his dancing in front of Lord Jagannath. Every year, this Jagannath Rath Yatra would take place in Puri. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would perform his wonderful dancing, which has been very elaborately explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he is to perform, he is to form 7 dancing parties which would come from different places like Shrikhanda, Bengal, Orissa, different places devotees would come and form the dancing parties which Ananita Prabhu that day, he explained very nicely in Srimad Bhagavatam class that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance in all the parties, all the groups he would dance. Simultaneously he would appear in different places, all the groups. And just by looking at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his ecstatic symptoms, people would achieve love of Godhead. Sometimes he would jump so high, sometimes he would crash down on the ground, sometimes he would perspire, sometimes tears would fall from his eyes like torrents of rain, syringes. Sometimes he would have ecstatic symptoms. His hairs would stand on end, just like kadamba flowers. Nowadays there are kadamba flowers growing in the garden. And thick flesh would come out of his pores of his body. Sometimes his body would get elongated. Sometimes he would shrink. So in this way, these were the divine symptoms Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was manifesting. And people just by looking at those symptoms would become mad in love of Godhead. So that was the power of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. An ordinary person cannot imitate such symptoms. If someone tries to imitate, then it will be not pastime, but it will be just opposite. It will be simply time pass. People would have some kind of entertainment that he is having very nice dramatic performance, but nobody will get purified. In fact, person will be misled if someone follows such pretenders. So therefore, it is very important to understand what is real and what is false. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested such divine symptoms. That was his mercy. Another time it is explained that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was attempting to go to Vrindavan for the first time from Navadvip. He was running towards Vrindavan and he goes to Vidyanagar after crossing Madhara Ganga, a branch of the river there. And people come to know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to Vidyanagar in Bengal. And he is staying in the house of Vidyavachaspati, who is the brother of Sarvam Bhattacharya. When people came to know that Lord is staying there, thousands and thousands of people were following Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to have his darshan. on the way there were forests. People were trampling upon this forest and making the roads just to have darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They wanted to cross the river. There were boats were there. Sometimes so many people would jump into those boats that these boats would drown. And people would not know how to swim, but still they would pick up some plank and just learn how to swim and just crossing the river and coming. That was the madness to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were coming there and waiting for Lord to give darshan. And Vidya Vachaspati also, we are in so many boats, but people were so impatient that they would be just swimming and coming. So in this way, Lord, He was attracting all the living entities. And in fact, not only from the local province, but people from different places were coming. They were coming from Orissa, Bengal, in different parts of India. Vishnudas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining that not only from this earth planet, but there are different demigods were coming, inhabitants of other planets were coming to have darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because He is ultimately the Supreme Lord who is all attractive. So when Lord understood that thousands and thousands of people are waiting for His darshan at Vidyanagar, He was there for 5 days, and later He escaped from there in the night and He went to Puliagram, which is presently Navadvip, and He stayed there. And when He was walking on the way, people were so mad after Him that wherever He put His step, people wanted to take the dust from that place, and there would be holes from that place. They were taking so much dust that it would form holes, and in this way people were getting purified. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Puliagram, that time Narasinghananda Brahmachari, who was previously Pradyumna Brahmachari, but because of his devotion to Lord Narasinghadev, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the name Narasinghananda Brahmachari. He was so devoted to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he would perform service to the Lord in his meditation, and still Lord would accept that, because Lord understands the mood of a devotee. Bhava Grahi Janardhan, it is explained that what is the consciousness in which we perform the activities, that is important than the external rituals. Externally also, if someone has capacity to offer, one should offer. Opulently, one should not serve miserly. Whatever is their best, one should be able to offer. But even if somebody does not have, he can render service to the Lord in the mind. And Srila Prabhupada explains that for a pure devotee, there is not such difference whether he serves the Supreme Lord opulently, but or he serves in his mind. For a pure devotee, the Lord accepts service anyway. So when Narasinghananda Brahmachari, he understood that Lord has gone to Puliagram and he is going to Vrindavan, so he was so happy that Lord is going to Vrindavan, and he wanted to perform certain service to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he started decorating the roads. In his mind, he was thinking that Lord should be comfortable while he is going to Vrindavan. He should not feel any discomfort. And therefore he started decorating both sides of the roads with wonderful trees, nice lakes, these bathing ponds bedecked with jewels, and the road was decorated with wonderful flowers, stainless flowers, and wonderful breezes coming, birds chirping. So in his mind he was offering such wonderful service, and in his meditation it was going on. And of course Lord was accepting all that service, and he was meditating in this way, and he was telling the devotees that Lord is going in this way, here, there. However, he could not decorate the road beyond Kanhai Natchala. In his meditation also, he was thinking that why he is not able to perform his service beyond Kanhai Natchala. But later on, he came to the conclusion that the Lord will not go beyond Kanhai Natchala. He will return back. And he assured all the devotees that Lord will come back after Kanhai Natchala. Devotees could understand because they knew that he is not an ordinary soul. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was walking and he was going towards Vrindavan. And this manifestation of the Lord is explained to be Avirbhav. Lord manifests to his devotees in his Avirbhav incarnation, or when he manifests to his devotees because of his service. And Lord was going to, he went till Ramkeli, where he made Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami. And at that time, India was under Muslim regime. Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami, they were serving under Nawab Hussain Shah then. And one night they came to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu secretly at Ramkeli, because Lord was followed by so many of his followers, thousands of followers were there. And at that time there was so much danger to any Hindu saint, any Hindus who were perform any religious activities, there was so much danger. And even the Muslim king, he was also attracted to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even he was thinking that he is not an ordinary saint. He is a prophet, Hindu prophet. And of course his minister, some other, pacified him, saying that he is not such a big person. He is an ordinary person, some other, not to disturb the mind of this Muslim king. Otherwise he would have put them in trouble. So therefore, this minister also explained that he is not such a big saint. And of course, Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami, that time, they were Sakar Malik and Dabir Khas. They explained to this Nawab Hussain Shah that you are getting power from the same person. Whatever ruling power you have got, you are getting the same from that Supreme Personal Godhead who has appeared in this Kali Yuga to deliver everyone. And in this way, Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami pacified this Muslim king. And when they came to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Sanatana Goswami explained to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that it is not good to go to Vrindavan with so many followers, because you will not be able to relish Vrindavan. So that time, Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami, means of course they were Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik, they wanted to become followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were writing notes to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told them, gave them particular instructions when to come. That time of course we know that Srila Jiva Goswami, who was the son of Anupam, he was quite young. He saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that time. And just by seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so much attracted. And later on he became Jiva Goswami. And of course, afterwards Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned back. So in this way, we can see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was giving his mercy in so many ways. And third is said to be Avesh. Avesh manifestation means Lord sometimes empowers his devotees to perform some activity which the Supreme Lord would have performed. Means some kind of very, very extraordinary activities which an ordinary person cannot perform. Such activities are performed through his devotees. That is called as Avesh. And in the case of Nakula Brahmachari, this mercy was manifested. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that these three ways of giving mercy was witnessed by Srila Sivananda Sen. Srila Sivananda Sen was follower of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had good fortune of witnessing Lord's all three ways of giving mercy. Sakshat, Avesh and Avirbhav. First it is explained that how he got the mercy, how he understood that the Lord gave his mercy directly. It is explained that every year Srila Sivananda Sen would take devotees of Bengal to Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri, every year there would be Rath Yatra before Chaturmas. 1 month before that, the devotees of Bengal, Orissa, they would arrive from different places. And Srila Sivananda Sen, he would take all the devotees of Bengal to Jagannath Puri for Rath Yatra. And it was not an easy journey. Just like sometimes we just take train, we book tickets 2 months in advance, or we fly sometimes. It's easy just to go there. But Sivananda Sen, when he would take the devotees, there would be so many places he had to pay the taxes to toll collectors. Because so many people are going, then so much things they are carrying. So in this way, he had to pay all the taxes. Sometimes it would become late and he would be in trouble. But still he would take that austerity, because he wanted that all these devotees should get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that was the compassion of Srila Sivananda Sen. And it is explained that one year, one street dog happened to join Srila Sivananda Sen's party. We can imagine a street dog. Nobody likes street dog. If it is a pet animal, it's a different case. But if it is a street dog, it's so dirty looking and nobody likes. But this dog faithfully followed Srila Sivananda Singh in that party. He was also following. Srila Sivananda Singh, he took compassion on this dog. He felt that this dog is following me. So let me take him to Jagannathpur. He is also one of our members. We find difficulty to adjust one devotee. If somebody wants to come to yatra at the last minute, we tell them so many rules and regulations. Yatra forms to be filled and all that. But this dog happened to just join in between. And it was difficult that time also, because there was so much trouble. Toll collectors were troubling, why this dog is coming, he had to pay 10 times more. But still he paid for the dog. In fact, he arranged some cooks for the dog, to have a special diet for a dog. Dog should have a proper diet. So he arranged a proper diet for the dog. And once Sivananda Singh was held up at some place to pay the taxes, he told devotees to take care of this dog. And he went, he was delayed at a particular place. When he came back, he saw that dog had disappeared. He sent devotees in different directions to search for the dog, who had just joined the yatra in between. But still, all the devotees, they were searching for the dog. Where is that dog? Some other, they could not find a dog. And they had to continue. But Sivananda Singh, he was feeling so much repentful that he could not take care of the dog. When they arrived at Jagannath Puri, they saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu honoring Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And to their great astonishment, the dog was sitting next to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sivananda Singh, he felt so repentful that he fell prostrated obeisances to the dog. Dandavat to the dog. Begging forgiveness for the offenses he committed, for not taking care. And what this dog was doing? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was eating green coconut pulp and throwing at the dog. And dog was catching that and was eating. And in this way, this dog was eating Maha Maha Prasad. And he was getting this mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his Sivananda Singh was all witnessing. He was seeing that this dog is so fortunate that he getting the remnants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And next day, dog disappeared. And he explained that he went back home, back to God. That was a mercy dog received, who just faithfully followed Srila Sivananda Singh for some time. So Srila Sivananda Singh could understand directly that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivers his devotees. Anyone, he may be an animal also, but still, how he gets the mercy. Then another time, it is explained that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had empowered one of his devotees, Nakula Brahmachari, who was so much empowered that he was manifesting the symptoms of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. tears were coming from his eyes, ecstatic symptoms were coming, crying, and so much means all the manifestations of ecstatic symptoms which were manifested by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were manifested in the body of Nakula Brahmachari. And this Nakula Brahmachari was there at one place and to take his darshan. People were coming, thousands and thousands of people were coming just to take his darshan. Miles and miles they were just standing to take his darshan. However, Shivananda Sen had one doubt. He was thinking that, is it possible that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is residing in the heart of Nakula Brahmachari? He was doubting. Small fraction of doubt was there in his mind. And in his mind he thought that if Nakula Brahmachari could understand that I have come to see him, and he tells my mantra, what mantra I chant to worship my deities given by my spiritual master, then I will understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has manifesting in the heart of Nakula Brahmachari. So that time he went. There was so much crowd. He was standing somewhere behind Nakula Brahmachari. He could understand that Shivananda Sen has come. He has a doubt in his mind. He sent some of the devotees to bring Shivananda Sen. They went calling Shivananda Sen. They were calling, Shivananda Sen, Shivananda Sen, where are you? Nakula Brahmachari wants to see you. They were calling, shouting, and they were searching for Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen was standing somewhere behind. These devotees were approaching. He was hearing that Nakula Brahmachari is calling me. And then he was surprised. He went to see Nakula Brahmachari. The devotees took him. When he went there, Nakula Brahmachari, he understood the heart of Shivananda Sen. And he explained, he told him that, do not have doubt in your mind. And he told his mantra which he would chant to worship his deity, Gaur Gopal mantra. And that time he understood that it is true that Lord is manifesting through Nakula Brahmachari. Something which an ordinary living entity cannot do, that activity he is performing. Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi Tara Pravartan. Srila Prabhupada also explains in that reference that without the mercy of Lord Krishna, one cannot broadcast the holy name of the Lord. And in this way we can understand that in recent age, recent time, how Srila Prabhupada, he broadcasted this message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and made the holy name, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. He made this Mahamantra famous throughout the world. Everyone knows that this is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And devotees are also known as Hare Krishnas. So we can understand that without this special empowerment of the Lord, one cannot broadcast the message or the holy name in such a big way. So in this way, Srila Shivananda Sen could understand that definitely Lord is empowering Nakula Brahmachari. So this was the second way of understanding the mercy of the Lord. Then it is explained that third way of receiving the mercy, Avirbhav. How Shivananda Sen could understand that the Lord is manifesting. It is explained that Lord would always manifest at four places. When his mother Shachimata would offer food to him in Navadvip, he would go and accept that food. Then is Avirbhav manifestation. Shrimati Sachidevi, she would cook food to Lord, his beloved son, Nimai, who had taken sannyas now and gone. She would offer foodstuffs every day. And Lord would come and personally honor such food. And the food would vanish. She would think that in her own condition, because she would be in a different state of consciousness, she would think that, did I cook food? I didn't cook food, and maybe I had to prepare it again. Of course, Lord would eat that food and it would vanish. But again she would cook. And in this way, the Lord was manifesting. Then it is explained that whenever Lord Nityananda would perform his dancing, that time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear. Because Gaur Nitai, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom we see on the altar on the extreme left, they have appeared in this Kali Yuga to perform this congregational chanting of the holy name, Sankirtan, the Yuga Dharma for this age. And whenever they would perform this chanting and dancing, we could see that how the people would be delivered. That was their mission, to deliver all the fallen living entities. So in this way, whenever Lord Nityananda would perform dancing, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear. And we could see that at Panihati, when Lord Nityananda was there, he told Srila Raghunath Das Goswami to celebrate this wonderful festival of Chitadahi. And they were celebrating that festival. And in that festival, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And Lord Nityananda would take one morsel of food and put in the mouth of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya would take one morsel of food and put in the mouth of Nityananda. And in this way, they were having their wonderful pastimes. Of course, only a few devotees could understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared at that place. So this was the second place where Lord Chaitanya would appear. Then it is explained that when Shivas Thakur would perform chanting at his house, that time Lord would appear. Before taking sannyas, we can see that when Lord would perform night kirtans at the house of Shivas Thakur, he would be delivering so many devotees. There was one brahmachari, milk drinking brahmachari. He was only taking milks and fruits, and he was quite austere, and he wanted to see the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shivas Thakur, of course, he was quite merciful to his devotees, and he allowed him at that place when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his dancing. After some time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that there is someone who is not supposed to be there. He asked Shivas Thakur, Is there someone who is not supposed to be here? He accepted, he said that yes, there is one Brahmachari who just wanted to see your chanting and dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry and called this Brahmachari who was hiding behind somewhere and told him to go. This Brahmachari, of course, he went back, but he was appreciating that how Lord was so merciful that at least for some time he allowed me to see his chanting and dancing. And of course later on that Brahmachari also got mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this way we can see that so many devotees were delivered. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his Mahaprakash Leela at the house of Shivas Thakur. And it is explained that for one full year, every day, every night, they would be performing chanting and dancing. And after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he went to other places. Whenever Shivas Thakur and his brother Shripati Srinidhi, they would perform chanting and dancing, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear there. So this is a way of manifesting, giving his mercy. And fourth, it is explained that at the house of Raghav Pandit, whenever there would be kirtan at the house of Raghav Pandit, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear. And they explained that once he appeared as a tree, and everyone could feel the fragrance of the flowers coming. So in this way, Lord was giving his mercy in the Avirbhava manifestation. And how Shivananda Sen could witness that? That is explained. It is explained that once Lord, means Nityananda, was there with Shivananda Sen on the way to Jagannath Puri. They were going to Jagannath Puri, and that time Nityananda Prabhu became hungry and he became very angry. If hunger is not satisfied, then anger comes. So Nityananda Prabhu became very angry and he cursed Shivananda Sen that let all three of your sons die. And Shivananda Sen's wife, she heard that Nityananda Prabhu has cursed. She started crying. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu has cursed that all our sons will die. Shivananda Sen, of course, that time had gone some other place, paying the taxes and things like that. When Shivananda Sen came back, he heard his wife was crying, that she was telling that Lord Nityananda has cursed that all our sons will die. So he was saying that, oh, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he didn't get the food and he has cursed, let all our sons die, no problem. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu should not become angry. He should not be dissatisfied. And he went to some other satisfy Lord Nityananda Prabhu. When he went to satisfy Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu kicked him on his chest. For an ordinary person, this would have been too much. If one is in yatra committee or something, some disturbance, and then we want to control the situation. But Nityananda Prabhu, he kicked Shivananda Sen. And Shivananda Sen was feeling so much obliged that Nityananda Prabhu has kicked me. I got the dust of his lotus feet. He was not feeling pain or thing, but he was so grateful to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And he was telling that, yes, what happened? Let me do something for you. And cook nice rice and gave to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And then they were eating and laughing and like that. So of course, this incident which happened That time, Shivananda Sen's nephew, Shrikanta Sen, was there, sister's son. So Shivananda Sen was like his maternal uncle, mama. Shri Vallabh Sen and Shrikanta Sen. They did not like this, that Nityananda, he kicks Shivananda Sen, our maternal uncle. And they became little angry. And they went to Jagannath Puri to complain to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That this Nityananda Prabhu, what does he think of himself? That he can kick our maternal uncle. And they went there in an angry mood. So that time, they went to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there was a particular type of system to have a particular type of dress code to meet before meeting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they went like that, coat and things they were having. So that time, Lord told Govinda that do not stop them to meet me, because their mind is disturbed. They are coming in this way. So let them come. So they came and told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this Nityananda Prabhu has kicked our uncle and this is not good. So Lord heard everything. He gave them proper place to stay and proper prasada management. Everything he made till they arrived. And after reaching, all Shivananda Sen and all the devotees, they reached. He told them that next year you do not come to Puri. I will come to Bengal to meet all of you in the month of Paush, January. So that time, next year, they did not go. They were waiting. They knew that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to come. So they felt that, let us wait. So Shivananda Sen, Jagadanand Pandit, they were waiting. In the month of Paush, Lord had promised that he would come. And they were waiting every day. They were making all types of arrangements. Since morning, food arrangements, everything they would make. Not like today, that someone is arriving, we just get a phone call that now flight has come, or it's going to come at this time, this much late, and things like that. But that time, they had simple faith that Lord had promised that he would come at this, in this month. Not exact day was given, but they were having faith that Lord would come. And they were making preparations for every day. And in the evening, they would be disappointed. And they would take rest in such disappointment. So, in this way it was going on. So, at that time, Narasinghananda Brahmachari happened to come there. And he saw Jagadananda Pandit and Shivananda Sen, they were looking despondent. He asked them, what is the matter? That why you are looking so despondent? So they revealed that we are waiting for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come. He has promised that he will come. But so many days have passed of this month of Paush and he has not come. So what to do? So Narasinghananda Brahmachari, he told them that I will bring Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within 3 days. They were thinking that, what is this? Of course, they had full faith that Narasinghananda Brahmachari is not an ordinary person. Whatever he says, there must be some truth in it. So Narasinghananda Brahmachari, He started his meditation. He was sitting in meditation. One day, full day he was in meditation. Second day, full day he was in meditation. The devotee is very, very eager. What is happening? When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming? Second day, at the end of the second day, Narasinghananda Brahmachari, he told Jagannanda Pandit and Shivananda Sen that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come till Panihati. And tomorrow afternoon, Lord will come. So let us make all the preparations. They started preparing the foodstuffs. Different varieties of sabji, shukta, shak, rice. So many varieties of preparations they were making. Sweet rice, cakes and so many things, fruit juices. And they were making all these preparations to welcome Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Narasinghananda Brahmachari, of course, he was a devotee of Lord Narasinghadev. So he wanted to offer to Narasinghadev also. So they made three plates. One plate to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Second plate to Lord Jagannath. And third plate to Lord Narasinghadev. So they made all the arrangements and kept everything there. And Narasinghananda Brahmachari, he again started his meditation. He started calling Lord in his prayers. And Lord came. Lord came there. And he went to his plate, Lord Chaitanya's plate, and all ate all the prasadam on the plate. He accepted, honored all of that. Then he went to Lord Jagannath's plate. So many preparations were there, wonderful preparations. Jagannath is served, Chappan Bhog in Jagannath Puri, everyone knows that. So he was served so much opulently, he ate all of that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he went to Lord Narasinghadev's plate and he ate all of that prasadam and he went back. So, seeing this, Narasinghananda Brahmachari was so ecstatic that Lord came, he accepted all that prasadam. We are making so much preparations and he has taken, accepted everything. Of course, externally he became angry. And he was expressing that, what is this? That I can understand that Lord takes his plate, he eats from his plate, that's all right. Lord takes from Jagannath's plate, that's all right. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Lord Jagannath. So that's perfectly all right. But why he has to take from the plate of Narasinghadev? He was showing some kind of anger externally. Of course, internally he was very happy. And that time, then he said that, if the Lord is fasting, how can I eat? So he told Shivananda Sen and Jagannanda Pandit that let us prepare again, make some preparations for Lord Narasinghadev. I can't eat if he doesn't eat. So in this way, Lord had manifested. Of course, Shivananda Sen and Jagannanda Pandit, they could not understand what he's saying, what he's talking. Lord came, he ate prasadam and he went. Whether Lord came or he didn't come, he ate. They couldn't understand. Because it was all going in the meditation of Narasinghananda Brahmachari. So they had this doubt. Next year, again they went to Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was there, standing, smiling at Shivananda Sen and Jagannanda Pandit. And he was very happy. And he started describing how wonderful that shak was, how wonderful that rice and shukta and sweet rice. He was glorifying all the preparations which were made when Narasinghananda Brahmachari was meditating. Then they could understand that yes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared. He came there and He accepted all our offerings. So, Shivananda Sen, he could understand that how Lord manifests or gives His mercy in these three ways: Sakshat, Avesh and Avibhav. So these are the wonderful way of Lord's manifestation. Whenever Lord manifests, He manifests through His internal potencies, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. And this is a mission of the Lord. And especially when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come, that was His mission, to establish worship of the Supreme Lord. Aradha Bhagwan Vrajeshataneya Taddhama Vrindavana. He came to establish the worship of Vrajeshataneya, the form of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, in Shama Sundara form. That form should be worshipped by devotees. Taddhama Vrindavanam. And equally worshipable is His transcendental abode Vrindavan. Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadhu. They explain that the worship of the gopis, that is the topmost. The gopis worship Lord Krishna. That was the topmost type of worship that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish, how to worship Him in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant. So that was a mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Srimad Bhagavatam Amala Puranam Prema Pumartho Mahanam. That this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is giving the highest thing, the love of Godhead, Prema Pumartho Mahanam. Srimad Bhagavatam Amala Puranam. This is a spotless Puran. That should be heard regularly. That should be worshipped. That was given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, we can see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when He was there, He manifested His mercy in such ways. And it is not that now Lord is not there, so therefore we cannot receive His mercy. We can receive His mercies still through His devotees, just like Srila Prabhupada. We just discussed that how Srila Prabhupada, He went to Western countries when He was almost 70 years of His age. It is very difficult to understand, first of all, that how at such late age one can travel to Western countries, and that too also by a cargo ship. In ship there are so many jars and it's always shaking, rocking. And at such late age there are so many difficulties Srila Prabhupada was facing, heart attacks, but still He did not give up. And when He went there also, it was not an easy that everything was arranged there. He had to struggle a lot there. And we can see that, first of all, what type of people came there. All those people who were addicted to so many sinful activities, drugs, intoxication, gambling and illicit sex, so many bad activities they were performing. But still, Srila Prabhupada did not give up them, but gave the mercy. He became the simply instrument in the hands of the Supreme Lord. And we can see that so many of such people, they became devotees. And now this mission, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is spreading in so many parts of the world. That's real miracle. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also explains that if you want to understand the mercy of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you want to apply any logic and reasoning, then you apply this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karaha Vichar Vichara Karite Pai Pabe Chitte Chamatkar. That if you want to understand the mercy of the Lord, then you understand the mercy in this way. And you will see that you will be greatly astonished that how this is possible. Once somebody asked Srila Prabhupada that, can you show me some magic? Because many times people come to meet sadhus or saintly people, they want to see some kind of chamatkar, that he does something and something appears. So people are very much inclined to such kind of siddhis or chamatkar things. But Srila Prabhupada explained that if you want to understand real magic, then you look at my disciples here. They were addicted to so many things few months before, and now they are chanting and dancing. When they came, they were hippies, but after chanting, dancing, taking Krishna Prasad, they have become happies. So that is the real miracle. Miracle doesn't mean that you make some ashes or gold coins or something, but this is a real miracle, that a real transformation has taken place. Transformation of the heart. That's the real miracle. And that we can see that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered so many people, sinful people like Jagai and Madhai, we can see. And later on his followers also are delivering so many sinful people in this way. And the mercy of the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still present in the process. Anyone who follows this process of chanting and dancing, taking Krishna Prasad, hearing, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, serving devotees, going to holy places like Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, Mathura, they will receive the mercy in that way. So therefore, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this Kali Yuga and gave this Yuga Dharma for this age, the congregation chanting of the holy name. So that we regularly perform. And we will conclude this talk by congregation chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna. So, Ananita Prabhu.